I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 943. How will they remember you? When I am honored to officiate at a memorial service, I often take the opportunity to remind the living that we will all leave a legacy, just like the one that they're mourning that day. It's not as if some people will leave a legacy and some people won't. Nope, we all are and will leave one. The only real question is, what will the legacy be? Let's talk about it today. This podcast is called T2G, or The Two Greatest, because Jesus told us, when we kind of boil it all down, our life is to be about love, and it goes in two directions, love for God and love for others, and those two directions are connected. And part of loving well is leaving a legacy of love. Now, my daughter and I share a love for country ballads that tell the story of life, and recently she sent me a Rascal Flatts song titled, How Will They Remember You? And the lyrics make our point today. They go like this. Sprayed my name on a water tower, carved it in an old cottonwood tree, signed a bunch of high school yearbooks so they wouldn't forget about me. It wasn't till I saw my daddy's name in stone. I knew it ain't a question of if they will, it's how they remember you. Did you stand or did you fall? Build a bridge or build a wall? Hide your love or give it all? What did you do? What did you do? Did you make them laugh or make them cry? Did you quit or did you try? Live your dreams or let them die? What did you choose? What did you choose? When it all comes down, it ain't if, it's how they remember you. When you're down to your last dollar, will you give or will you take? When the stiff wind blows the hardest, will you bend or will you break? You're gonna leave a legacy, no matter what you do. It ain't a question of if they will, it's how they remember you. How does that song hit you today, podcast friend? My prayer is it'll be encouraging. No, you can't change the legacy that people would think of you if you died today. But you can absolutely affect the legacy from now on. You can change your future legacy by how you live every day. Bill High wrote, legacy focuses on what will endure. It's about passing on things of lasting value to those who will live on after us. Legacy involves living intentionally and aiming to build into the next generation for their success. Instead of having nothing to say on the subject, the Bible informs our idea of legacy. As we ask, what is the most significant things to pass on to future generations, and how should we go about it? So we have verses like this to guide us. Psalm 78:4. We will not hide them from our children, but tell to the coming generation the glorious deeds of the Lord, of His might, and the wonders that He has done. Or Joshua 4:21-22. And He said to the people of Israel, when your children ask their fathers in times to come, what do these stones mean? Then you shall let your children know, Israel passed over this Jordan on dry ground. Psalm 145:4. One generation shall commend your works to another and declare your mighty acts. Or Deuteronomy 6:5-7. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. And these words I command you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down and when you rise. Okay, one more. Paul wrote in Philippians 4:9, what you have learned and received and heard and seen in me, practice these things and the God of peace will be with you. When I go to Illinois, it's like a trip down memory lane. The heritage of those who have touched my life looms large in that place, and I remember them, the good, the bad, and the ugly, the beautiful, and the buoyant. I remember them all. And people are and will think of you in the same way, my friend. You are building your legacy right now today by how you live it. What you say and don't say, where you go, what you buy, watch, and listen to, how you spend your time, you're building your legacy. You're affecting how they will remember you. So here's the great question. Take a minute right now and imagine, if you were to die today, how will they remember you? Let's pray. Lord, we didn't get here by ourselves. Others left us a legacy of faith. May it be preachers, teachers, parents, grandparents, neighbors, coaches, or friends. We remember today those who have left us a godly legacy and heritage, and we ask you to do in us for others what you have done in them for us. We want to be remembered well for Jesus' sake, and in Jesus' name, amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 944, and in the meantime, there are those we have lost who have touched our lives with good and with God, and we will be forever grateful. Today, live in such a way that you can be that kind of person for someone else when they remember you.